Chapter 3, Turning Point. Jack should run for president. The future of Western civilization depends on it. Jude Winiski, ever volatile and Kemp's biggest supporter, voiced this opinion at a gathering of Kemp supporters as the 1980 primaries approached. He was hyperbolic, but not alone in his conviction. In 1978, Irving Kristol told journalist Marty Tolshan that Republicans didn't want another Ford-Reagan race and were ready to move on to a new generation, with Kemp the best able to communicate with the American people. Former CBS President Frank Shakespeare, ex-Reagan policy advisor Jeff Bell, and former Ambassador Larry Silberman began commissioning polls and plotting strategy. Ronald Reagan was considered the top contender for the Republican nomination, but the supply-siders weren't convinced he could be trusted. He certainly wouldn't be more faithful to the cause than Jack Kemp. Kemp was the Republican star of 1978, and he spent 1979 tirelessly evangelizing for his tax cut plan. But he gave his presidential boosters no serious encouragement. He planned to run for the U.S. Senate if ailing incumbent Jacob Javits retired, and he wanted to support Reagan for president. The only question was whether Kemp-Roth rate cuts would be the centerpiece of Reagan's campaign. If Reagan committed, Kemp would be on board. In the meantime, he kept his options open, worrying Reagan's people that he might run for the nomination and at least cut into Reagan's support. The idea of a Kemp presidential bid in 1980 was not completely far-fetched. Bell was actively courting Republican leaders in New York on behalf of a Kemp candidacy. Winiski touted Kemp to everyone he spoke to. And Kemp was one of columnist Robert Novak's projects. The Evans and Novak column, which appeared three times a week in the Washington Post, constantly promoted Kemp and tax cuts. A Kemp profile by Marty Tolshan, a well-regarded political reporter for the New York Times, spurred the Kemp buzz. Published in Esquire in October 1978, it described Kemp as suddenly the hottest young property in the grand old party. It quoted Winiski. I think Jack will be the next president. I've asked him to tell me when he's not running. GOP National Chairman Bill Brock gave Kemp credit for identifying our most important issue, sharp reductions in individual tax rates. Kemp turns